getting most of this information inside the company, it's difficult. Though I have been very conscious, I have been very careful, because I fear these people are capable of even killing you. They don't want to. They work out in every way to see that their market, their market is left safe. They don't want anybody who can document this story and take it out of the company. Like, if you get into a firearm with a camera, you are definitely sacked. I worked there for 8 hours. I know everything that's taking place there. So most of the pictures I normally see in the television, shown by the BBC or other local stations, they are all lies. They show that the good places, just little places, which are being set up to show that, and that is being done by the company. I believe that is being done by the director of the company to market their products all over the world, of which they have been successful doing that. But I believe that the time is coming when all these lies are now, we are now ready to expose them to the world. And if we can get the clear channel to expose most of these things, I believe it can be, the people can see the real flower industries in Lake Naivasha, because there are so many other flower industries in Naivasha, and they all portray the same picture. They do the same.
In Naivasha, we have 65 farms, but very few that have trademarks. You wonder where those that have no trademarks sell their flowers, because you never find them in the supermarkets. So from our research is that those that have good practices through trademark are outsourcing flowers from those that have no trademark at all. And when you go in depth to those that have no trademark, they have unfair labor practices. They abuse labor rights within the workers. So they abuse the right of trademark